感谢主，再次用你的爱吸引我们，恳求你这个时候用你的道来教导我们，主，用你的光来照耀我们，主，用你的灵来感动我们，好叫我们被建造在至圣的真道上。感谢赞美，求你给奖励范例，把你的真理传讲清楚。
是的，
我们如此祷告祈求，仰望奉主耶稣基督的圣名求的。
阿门。
我们一同打开罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter one, shall we open the Bible together?
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter one.
翻到了我们一同来读一两节的圣经。
We are going to read one or two verses.
我们读第十六节。第十七两节
，verses 16 and 17。
罗马书第一章第十六、十七节
，Romans chapter one, verses 16 and 17。
一同来读。
Together.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人以因信得生。请你读。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith, for faith, as it is written, He who through faith is righteous shall live.
这福音本是上帝的大能。
For this is the power of God for salvation.
要救一切相信的。
To everyone.
不是聪明的。
To everyone.
不是笨的。
Not intelligent or fool.
不是漂亮的。
Not you're beautiful.
不是丑陋的。
Not you're ugly.
不是白的，不是黑的。
Not you're white or you're black.
是救一切相信的。
But for those who have faith.
先是犹太人。
To the Jew first.
后是希腊人。
And then also to the Greek.
因为上帝的义就在这福音上显明出来。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed.
这义是本于信，以至于信。
Through faith, for faith.
如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
As it is written, he who through faith is righteous shall live.
我们上个礼拜在这里思想到福音是上帝的大能。
Last week we talked about the gospel as the power of God.
是一个怎样的大能？
What kind of power?
是拯救的大能。
The power of salvation.
今天人类的能力比过去是越来越大，越来越大。
Today the power of man is bigger and bigger compared to the ancient times.
我们从前打仗的时候用拳头打。
In the past when we had wars, we fight with our fists.
然后我们用石头打。
And then with a stone.
有我们用枪来打。
And then with a spear.
我们用刀来打。
And then with a knife.
有我们发明了这个炸药。
And then we have this explosive.
我们发明了这个火药。
And also we have firearms.
我们用手枪来打。
And also with guns.
我们用机关枪来打。
And also with machine guns.
我们用大炮来打。
And with cannons.
我们用战舰来打。
And also with a warship.
我们用战车来打。
And also with a war tanks.
我们用飞机来打。
And then with the planes.
第一次世界大战。
The first world war.
是用炸药开始打仗。
It started with explosives.
是用飞机结束打仗。
And also ended with the planes.
第二次世界大战。
And the second world war.
是用很先进的飞机开始打仗。
We used very advanced planes to start the war.
是用原子弹结束大战。
But it ended with atomic bombs.
第三次世界大战。
The third world war.
不是用原子弹
，We are not start with atomic bomb，
用害子武器、害子弹
，nuclear weapons。
在结束的时候呢
，When you end，
是用人类的毁灭做结束
，It will be destruction of total mankind。
如果还有一些的人留下来
，If there's still remnant of mankind，
第四次的大战
，The fourth world war，
又才开头用石头打来打
，We start with the stone again。
人的力量越来越大吗
？Man's power is it growing？
是的。
Yes.
科学的能力越来越大吗
？The power of science is it growing.
是的。
Yes.
人的能力越来越大，是在哪一种能力越来越大
？The power of mankind is growing, but what kind of power is it growing?
是在行善的能力吗
？Is it the power to do good?
不是。
No.
是在道德的能力吗
？Is it the power of morality?
不是。
No.
是不是在求知的能力呢
？Is it the power of knowledge?
不是。
No.
从前的人六年读完小学，现在照样要六年才读完小学。
In the past, people complete their elementary school with six.But now it's the same.
从前的人十二年读完中学
past,
现在的人照样十二年读完中学
In the past people used 12 years to finish high school Today it's the same.
从前你读完了十多年的书你在社会上已经是知识分子
In the past after 10 of your education You are intellectual in the society
现在你没有读完后博士研究你不能算是高级的知识
But today if you are not in the post-doctorate You cannot be considered as an intellectual
我们的道德的能力上没有增加
We do not increase and grow in our morality
教义的能力上没有增加。
And likewise with our doctrines.
我们的改善社会能力上没有增加。
And our power to change the society never grow.
人的能力越来越大是什么能力呢？
And what kind of power the people is growing with?
我们互相残杀的能力越来越大。
The power to destroy each other.
我们是毁灭性的能力越来越大。
And the power of destruction is growing today.
我们不但毁灭自己。
Not only we destroy ourselves.
我们毁灭别人。
We destroy others.
我们毁灭文化。
We destroy the culture.
毁灭社会。
We destroy society.
我们毁灭整个历史的阶级。
And we destroy the crystallization.
人类正在毁灭唯一在大自然中间可以居住的一个地方，就是地球。
Man is now destroying the only place man can habitate, that is the planet of the earth.
When Armstrong 坐太空船到月亮去的时候
，When Armstrong went to the moon with a rocket，
他讲一句话语
，He said a statement，
他说让人类彼此相爱吧
，Let mankind love one another。
因为我在太空中间看到地球
，Because when I'm in the atmosphere, I saw the planet of the earth。
我知道这是唯一人类可以住的地方
，And I know that this is the only place man can habitate。
没有一个地方人类可以居住
，There's no other place man can live。
没一个星球人可以生存
，There's no other planet man can live。
神为我们造了这么好的环境
，God has created such a good environment for us。
神为我们造了这么好的地区
，such a good place。
这样一个地球
，such a planet，
足够的氧气
，is sufficient of
足够的阳光
，sufficient of sunlight，
足够的水分
，sufficient of water，
最好的环境
，and the best environment。
我们人类正在毁灭神为我们创造唯一可居住的地方
，but man is now in the process of destroying this only place that man can live that God has created for us。
所以每次我们讲的能力这个事情的时候
，so every time when we talk about power，
你不是想到你的汽车有多少的马力
，it's not talking about how many horsepower you're on。
你不是想到发射台可以把多重的火箭发射到太空那里
？Or even the rocket, how heavy the rocket can send to the atmosphere?
每次你讲到能力这个字的时候
，Every time when I talk about power of the world,
我都会想到丹麦的大哲学家首人阿比库格高尔所讲的话。
I can also imagine the Danish, this philosopher, 首人阿比库格高尔。
The man are born in sin.
人乃是生在罪中。
The only power human being possess is the power to destroy ourselves.
人类所拥有的唯一的能力就是自我的毁灭。
当美国第一次把原子弹试炸出来的时候
，The first time when atomic bomb was tried tested by USA，
那是一个很特别的机构，叫做 Manhattan Project。
It was a Manhattan Project so called。
那个政府国会很大的金钱的供应
and
做这个研究。
It was a Senate who supported very heavily financially for this project.
在研究原子弹的科学家中间
，and among the scientists who study about the atomic bomb，
包括爱因斯坦
，including Einstein，
包括 Oppenheimer，
这
些伟大的思想家
，these great philosophers，
理论家、实践家
，the theorists，
他们把 E is equal to mc squared 的这种方程式
，from this formula E is equal to mc squared，
化成把物质爆裂成为不可收拾的能力
，yet then transform to the matter how it's being exploded to a very immeasurable power。
当他们把第一个原子弹做成功的时候
，the first atomic bomb was created，
他们给了一个名称叫做 Little Boy。
It was called a Little Boy。
这个 Little Boy 就是炸在广岛、炸在长崎的那一种形状的炸弹。
And also it was dropped into Nagasaki and Yokohama，
同就 Hiroshima。
Hiroshima。
当去年我跟徐牧师参观美国全世界最大的空军博物馆的时候
，and also when we visited the greatest this the army the museum in the U.S.
Army。And the, 不是这个叫做空军的博物馆 Air Force
Museum
Museum 的时候，我们看到了还有一个第一期的原子弹还放在那边。
And we could see the first generation atomic bomb was still being stored there.
这个原子弹多大呢
？How big is it?
比一个人的高度小一点点。
It is slightly lower than one man's height.
这个原子弹很胖。
But it's very fat.
大概用我们两个人的手就可以把它抱起来。
And two men actually can hold it and embrace it.
它的炸像。不像过去历史传统中的炸弹
It is not like a traditional bomb in the past
传统的炸弹是接触到地面才产生爆炸
Because traditional bomb when it comes into contact with the earth it explodes
所以它炸的地方相当有限
so very limited space that it explodes.
原子弹的爆炸不是如此。
But the explosion of atomic bomb is not so.
原子弹从飞机上放下来的时候
，when it's being dropped from the plane，
在半空就爆炸了。
But half in the air it will explode。
所以它炸弹的威力就面对很大的一个地区。
So the atomic power now spread to one big area。
整个大的圆圈的周围里面
，in this big circumference，
几十万人就同时可以死了。
Thousands and thousands of people were killed instantly。
所以当广岛被炸的时候
，so when that place was bombed，
突然间广岛所有的电话、所有的通信的器材全部毁坏掉。
And even in those places， all the automobile， all the telephone were destroyed at the same time。
所以他们没有办法用 telecommunication system 来告诉在东京的天皇，广岛已经没有了。
So they cannot use the telecommunication to report to the emperor。
那怎么办呢
？What to do？
要用人自己到东京去找天皇，告诉他他们看见什么。
That they got to go to Tokyo to report what they've seen。
当他们报告的时候
，When they report，
就是许许多的房子突然间就变成平地。
He said that instantaneously many of these big buildings crumbled。
许许多的人突然间受很大的热浪所冲击就死了。
And suddenly many people were killed because of heat waves。
这是人类历史第一次
，The first time in mankind，
用炸弹的威力来炸死人
，Using the atomic power to kill men。
几十万人遭难。
Thousands and thousands of people killed.
这个是用以前
，but before this was used.
曾经在尼瓦达的沙漠里面做第一次的试验。
In Nevada, also in the desert, they have this first test.
尼瓦达是美国的一个州。
Nevada.
这里面有很多的沙漠。
There are many of these deserts in the state.
当炸弹丢下去的时候
，so when the bomb was being dropped,
那些科学在很远的地方看，大概会产生怎样的威力，怎样的果效
？The scientists are very far from to observe what kind of power that it has.
历史上第一次原子弹爆炸
，the first time when atomic bomb was tested in the history.
试炸的时候
，when it's being tested,
突然间冒出大火出来
，suddenly there was a big fire.
有像香菇一样的烟就在整个空中遮盖起来
，and like a mushroom that it covers the whole place.
他们科学在很远的地方看，不敢靠近
，and they did not come close to scientists.
因为让那个热度啊，差不多。或者是几千度的热度
，because even that kind of heat come to a thousands of
所以他们在几十公里外面、几百公里外面都会感到一些微波、热的波来到。
So even staying so far, they can still feel the heat.
当这个炸弹一炸出来的时候
，when it has been bombed,
有一个科学家讲一句话
，one of scientists say,
"Oh my God,
神啊
，we human being had already created hell for ourselves."
我们人已经为自己创造了地狱了。
人的能力越来越大吗
？Man's power is growing.
是
，yes.
科学的能力越来越厉害吗
？The power of science is growing. Yes.
哪一种能力
？But what kind of power?
请你不要忘记
，Don't forget.
是毁灭性的能力。
It is the power of destruction.
是杀人的能力。
It's the power to kill.
自杀的能力。
It's the power to commit suicide.
人类正在自杀的力量来越来越大。
Man's power to commit suicide is now greater and greater.
美国有了原子弹。
And after U.S. have the atomic bomb,
有苏联有了原子弹
，and then Russia has,
有英国有了原子弹
，and then the British has,
有法国有了原子弹
，and the France has,
有中国有了原子弹
，and then China has,
有印度有了原子弹
，and India has,
有巴基斯坦有原子弹
，Pakistan has。
这些国家有许多的穷人，三餐吃不饱，但是政府可以把很多的钱拿去做毁灭人类。
This nation has many people who are in hunger, but yet they spend a lot of money to research on atomic bomb.
你看见人类的困境吗
？You see the dilemma of mankind.
我们在爱的力量上越来越没有办法。
We are dwindling in the power of love.
我们在恨的事情上越来越有办法。
But in the power of hatred, we are now growing and growing.
每个人要成功，要花多少心血？多少的金钱他才能做一个医生做一个教授
If you want to educate a person you got to spend a lot of money before you can get a professor or a medical doctor
那就花了几十万美金花了几十年功夫训练成那个教授人随便一开枪一秒钟他就可以死了
But you spend millions of this money to educate someone to be a professor but one shot will kill you
我们毁灭的力量是越来越大的
Our power of destruction is greater and greater
所以这个世界到底需要什么呢
So what kind of power that this world need.
每一个国家都迷信如果我的军力越大我在世界上讲话就越大声人就不会欺负我我就更安全
Every nation is so superstitious the greater power they're handling in military power then the words that I speak people will listen
我就更安全了
And I'm more safe
是吗
Is it true
请问如果200个国家每一个国家都有原子弹这个世界更安全吗
If there are 200 nations all have atomic bombs can we say that this world is more safe now
你知道现在人类所有的洲际导弹
son.
所有的孩子武器威力大到什么地步吗？
You know the national of this missile and also the nuclear bomb that we had, how big it has.
这个叫做 intercontinental missile.
Intercontinental missile.
这个 ICBM, 这些东西全部加起来可以毁灭六个地球。
All this added together can destroy 6 planets of the earth.
无论是美国的
whether it's
无论是苏联的
whether it's from Russia,
把它们终结起来
if we the sum,
把它们爆炸掉
and explode them together,
不但可以毁灭一个地球
not only can destroy the earth,
有足够的力量毁灭六个这样大的地球
it is enough to destroy 6 of the planets of the earth.
这是从人很小的头脑里面发明出来
Man has created with intelligence.
所以 Kierkegaard 那句话越久越感到是真理
and the more you feel, the more you feel that it's the truth.
Man are born in sin.
人生在罪中。
The only power we possess is the power to destroy ourselves.
我们唯一的能力呢是智慧的能力。
现在美国的人口是25,000,000。
And this in the state we have 2 billion population.
他们有250 million.
250 billion population.
但是你知道美国的手枪在人间有多少呢
？But do you know how many pistols do they have?
到上个月已经有了两万万，这一个3,700,000。
And last month they only have 200 million.
237 million gun in the private hands of the United citizens.
他们有这样多的枪，
所以差不多再过5年里面
，and in 5 years time，
每一个人都有一支枪了。
You can say everyone will have a gun.
就是1,000个人有一个神经病的。
And if among 1,000 there's one who go mentally wrong，
随便开枪
，they just shoot casually。
这个国家比任何一个国家更不安全。
You will say that this nation is more unsafe compared to any other nation.
人的安全在哪里呢
？Where comes the security of mankind？
法律的规条上。
Is it in the written law？
人的公义在哪里？
Where is righteousness of man？
在思想的理念上。
In our ideology。
这个世界上的法庭有公义吗？
And in the judge, in the court of the world, is there justice？
法庭是最懂讲公义，最不懂行公义的地方。
You know, the court is the one that speaks most about righteousness, but not executing righteousness.
什么叫做法官呢？
What do you mean a judge?
就是专门罚人家的官。
The one who punishes people.
什么叫做法律专家呢？
What do you mean expert in law?
就是知法犯法而不必被罚的叫做法律。
The one who knows about law and commits crimes, yet they are not being executed.
什么叫做法律教授呢？
What do you mean this law professor?
就是制造法律规条。
The one who creates the law.
他是规条中间找法律漏洞。
But then they find the loopholes of the law.
帮助一些人可以违背法律却不必被罚的人，这叫做专家。
So that they can help others, so they canRun away with loopholes and not being punished.
我们知不对的。
We know what's wrong.
我们明明做不出。
But yet we cannot do it.
我们知对的。
We know what's right.
我们实实在在做不出。
But we truly cannot do it.
人类的问题不要以为科学发达就可以解决了。
Man's problem is not to be solved by advanced science.
人类的能力不要以为我们的科学技术已经高明，我们就可以解决。
And man's this problem, do not think that scientists when they develop technology, they can solve our problem.
因为我们的心像神是关起来，像撒旦是打开的。
Because our heart is closed to God, but open to Satan.
我们对良善善是拒绝的，对邪恶我们是接受的。
We reject goodness, but yet we are open and accepting this evil.
从最高最高的顶层
，and from the highest level，
直到最低最低的平民
，until the lowest people。
圣经说，人人都是罪人。
The Bible says all men have sinned.
人人都犯了罪。
All men are sinners.
当政府设立一个反贪污的这个团体的时候
，when government has established an anti-corruption body，
那这个团体呢，他们就要抓。那些贪污的人
，This body of course want to catch those who are corrupt.
你知道他们抓谁呢
？Do you know who they catch?
抓小贪，不敢抓大贪。
The small corruptor, not the big fish.
所以当他们抓小贪的时候，为什么抓呢
？When they catch the kid, catch those who are in small corruptions.
为什么
？Why?
因为你贪很久了，什么时候轮到我
？Because you have been corrupt for a long time. Where will my turn be?
所以我要抓你，我才有机会贪。
So I must catch you, then I will have a chance to be corrupted.
这个叫做反贪污的这个团体。
So that is called anti-corruption body.
你现在看看人类还有盼望吗
？So you see, it's a hope for mankind.
前几年有一个很著名的基督教的文学家，也是思想家。他的太太在他死了以后对我讲一句话。
A few years ago, there was a great Christian writer. Before he died, the wife told me,
你们这里一定有一些人读过 Francis Schaeffer 的书。
谢华 ，Francis Schaeffer, you must heard about him.
当我去访问他的太太的时候
，When I was interviewing his wife,
他特别亲自 煮了五道中国菜，美国人煮的不大好吃，就是。
That you, the American, must cook five Chinese dishes for me.
在他家里请我吃。
And I was being invited in the home.
吃完了说，我要看你丈夫的坟墓。
And after that, I said, I want to visit your husband's tomb.
我们就一同开车到差不多半个钟头的地方，去到他丈夫的坟墓呢。
So we drove for about half an hour and visited her husband's tomb.
然后回到他的家里面来。
And then I returned to her home.
他就告诉我他丈夫写书的地方在哪里。
And she told me where's the place whereby the husband write a book.
后面有几个人的照片。
And a few pictures at the back.
挂在他书房里面。
And was hung there.
是 John Calvin.
John Calvin.
是 Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
是 Philip Melanchthon.
Melanchthon.
这就伟大的改教家的照片在那。
The great reformer's picture.
那么这一个伟大的思想家。
And this great thinker.
他还有一个这个时钟两百年的历史。
He has also a clock about 200 years old.
我听那个老钟的声音。
I saw heard the ticking of the clock.
我好像就在历史的过程中间飘荡一样。
As if I was living in the process of time.
Edith Schaeffer 就对我说。
Edith Schaeffer told me.
How the Francis always talked to his children.
他说 ：“Francis 常常跟孩子讲话。
Let everybody be silent now and listen to this。
每一个人都安静来听这个声音。
Between tick tock, that is time。
在 tick tock 之间就是时间。
Time is passing。
那时间是过去。
Unconsciously passing，
在我们不知觉中过去的。
We are living in the span of time。
但是我们是在时间的富足里面来生存的。
Should we waste our time？
我们应该浪费我们的时间吗
？We should use。Fully use our time.
我们应该充充足足用我们的时间。
Glorify God.
来荣耀神。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and
sisters. Edith Schaeffer 对我讲一句话。
Edith Schaeffer told me one word.
他说 ,Stephen, let me tell you, we United States, American people, produce every year thousands and thousands of doctor degree, high intellectual people.
Stephen， 那我告诉你，我们美国每一年都生产出有千千万万的那些所谓博士学位的人。
But how many among them can become the kingdom of, become the hero in the kingdom of God？
但是谁能够在神的国度里面成为英雄呢？
我们可以用教育产生许多知识分子。
We can use education to produce many learned people。
我们不能产生伟大心灵的人。
But we cannot produce great spiritual figures.
我们可以产生许多有学位的人。
We can produce many degree holders.
有知识的人。
Those who are learned.
我们但是很难产生有智慧、有宽大心肠的人。
But difficult to produce people who are wise and also broad in the heart.
保罗在两千年以前
，Paul 2000 years ago，
他就讲出一句和世界的文化完全不同的话语。
He said a statement which is contra culture.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
这世界是需要的是福音的能力。
What this world needs is the power of the gospel.
罪的能力是毁灭的能力。
Because the power of sin is the power of destruction.
福音的能力是拯救的能力。
But the power of gospel is to save.
我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是上帝的大能。
For it is the power of God.
要拯救一切相信的人。
For salvation to everyone who has faith.
今天我们的信在哪里？
Today where is our faith?
今天我们需要的能在哪里？
Today where is our power?
我们今天救赎的力量在哪里？
And also where is the power of salvation?
这是人类的盼望。
This is the hope of mankind.
当人类回头信神，领受他的能力拯救，使我们在福音上得到新生命的时候，这世界就不一样了。
It is only when man return back to God, receive His power of salvation, then this world will be changed.
我每一次接到问题的时候
，Every time when a question answers,
常常看见什么方法、什么方法、用什么办法、有什么办法，我看了都讨厌。
A lot of people ask me how, what's the method, what's the way, I'm discussing all this question.
办法、办法、办法，这都是很低层的东西。
Because also in methods and way, how to do it, are very low level questions.
更重要的是生命的问题
，but more important.Is the question of the life,
良心的问题
the problem of the conscience,
灵性的问题
the problem of spirituality,
敬畏上帝的问题
and also the problem of fearing the Lord.
一个人如果没有敬畏上帝
if one does not fear God,
他修的最好的方法还没有办法把荣耀归给上帝
even he learned the most and best method, he cannot give glory to God.
今天我在你们中间讲到
today when I preaching among you,
是不是我很有讲话的方法呢
is it because I'm better to speak?
你良心的深度知道我不是用办法来讲道
Deep in my conscience, I know that I'm not using method to preach to you.
我不是用经验来讲道。
Not using my experience to preach to you.
我是从良心深处，用神给我的感动，用神话语的奥秘，很诚恳的 对你们传出神要我传出的信息，把它放在讲。
Be in my conscience, in my heart, using what God has touched me. I want to preach to you what God wants to say to you.
是神的能力。
It is the power of God.
神的爱。
It is the love of God.
神的感动。
It is the moving of God.
神的信息。
It is the word of God.
神的灵的工作。
And the spirit of God that works.
比方法是更重要的。
And more important than method.
今天的世界需要什么？
What does the world need today?
需要福音。
Need the gospel.
今天的人性需要什么？
And human nature, what do they need today?
需要福音。
Needing the gospel.
今天社会需要什么？
Today, what does society need?
需要福音。
Need the gospel.
福音本是上帝的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
要拯救一切相信的。
For salvation to everyone who has faith.
今天我们到上帝的面前来做什么？
Today, what for that we come before the Lord?
我们是来求吧。
Do we come to ask?
我们是来等嘛。
Do we come to wait?
我们是来看热闹嘛。
Do we come to watch?
我们是来利用上帝嘛。
Do we come to use God?
不是的。
No.
你应当成为一个来到上帝面前来信他的人。
You must be one who comes to God to believe in Him.
你的人若不违背有信，就不能得到上帝的喜悦。
Because without faith, no one can come and be pleasing to God.
希伯来书第十一章第六节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says,
人非有信。
Unless man have faith,
你就不能得上帝的喜悦。
You are only pleasing to God.
你到上帝面前来的。
Because he who comes to God,
必须信有上帝。
Must believe that there's God.
有信他赐恩给寻求他的人。
And believe that he will give blessing to those who seek after him.
Believe in the existence of God.
相信神存在。
And believe in the grace of God.
相信神的恩典。
I believe that God is.
相信神是的。
I believe God is the ground of all beings.
神是一切万物之灵的创造者。
I believe God is the creator of everything in the nature.
任何自然界东西都神所造的。
And, but I believe God is my Lord, my Master.
相信我的神是我的主。
And, but I believe God is the source of all grace.
相信他是一切恩典的源头。
I believe He is so graceful. He's going to give me something which can enable me to understand Him and to.Grow spiritually.
相信他忠忠实实有恩典，会使我这样的恩典使我能够认识他，能够成长。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
你到神面前
，When you come before the Lord，
你是要来有信心仰望他。
You must have faith to look up to Him.
你的有信的人
，Because you have faith，
蒙神的恩典
，He'll be blessed by God.
有信的人
，He who has faith，
蒙神悦纳
，He'll also be accepted by God.
上帝的能力在福音里面
，And that's why the power of God is in the gospel.
这福音可以拯救人
，That it can save all mankind.
拯救的能力
and has the power to save
拯救谁呢
who to save
拯救一切相信的人
to everyone who has faith
很多人到上帝面前
a lot of people when they come to God
不是要相信上帝
they don't want to believe
是要寻求上帝的恩典
they want to seek for the grace of God
很多人到上帝面前
a lot of people when they come to God
不是要相信上帝
they do not want to believe in God
他是要观望上帝
but they want to observe about God
很多人到上帝的面前
a lot of people come to God
他要试探上帝
they want to test God
有的人到上帝的面前
there are people who come to God
利用上帝
they want to use God
所以这不是信仰
this is not faith
在以后我们有几次专讨论由于信以至于信这些大的不得了的原则
in the following session we discover from faith to faith this big topic
当我们把这些都讲清楚的时候
when expand all this clearly
你会发现原来这一个总原则里面隐藏的内容丰富到你不敢想象的
you'll find that this great principle is so rich that it's not imaginable
保罗说上帝福音的大能要拯救一切相信的
Paul said the power of God of salvation want to save everyone who has faith
我已经提到我们对神要有信心
we must have faith to God I say
因为信信就是人对神一个回应的总结。
Because faith is the mission of man's response to God.
我们对神的回应
，our response to God，
就决定我们要变成怎样的一个人。
It will decide what kind of man that we will become.
对神信的人
，He who has faith to God，
这个人就可以领受神救赎的大能。
Then he can receive the power of salvation of God.
这个回应就使他变成得救的人。
And because of that response, he becomes the saved one.
So who are you going to be?
那么你要成为怎样的人呢
？You will be the one who show.What is your response before God?
就是看你在神面前，你怎样回应神。
The way you respond to God,
你怎样回应神
，will affect the way you will be.
这个
what kind of people?
就能影响你成为怎样的一个人？
我们对神的回应如何
？So what kind of response we have to God？
就决定我们以后变成一个怎样的人
？Decide what kind of man that we become in the future。
这个很重要的原
因。This is important。
神要我们相信他。
That God wants us to believe in Him。
信不是从你开始。
Because faith doesn't start from you。
信是从神把一个种子放在你里面。
But rather that God has put a seed in you。
那就是你对真理了解的总基础了。
And that is the kind of foundation of your understanding。
人与动物不同的地方
，Where is different man and beast？
我们是不是活在需要的中间而已
？That we are not just living in the environment need。
或动物或者它只感到它有需要
，The animal live because they feel that there's need。
它需要什么
？What do they need？
它需要吃
，They need to eat。
它需要什么
？What do they need？
它需要性关系
，They need to have a sexual relationship。
食性也。
So this is eating and also nature and also sex。
从小到长大。
So from young until to grow up，
吃为目的
，and also the purpose to eat。
长大以后
，and after have grown，
是以性并行为目的
，and also eating and sexual relationship is the purpose。
到老了以后
，when it's become old，
他已经太老了
，it's too old，
没有再有性的功能了
，and no other function of sex，
有吃了也不能再使他身体得益处了
，but also eating will not benefit any more of his physical body，
他就死了
，then he dies。
所以动物的生活是以需要来做他的动力
，so the The life of the animal is being motivated by the need.
需要吃东西
Need to eat.
他就跟自己的兄弟争，跟自己兄弟吵
And fighting with his own kind.
他需要吃东西
He needs to eat.
他甚至跟他的爸爸妈妈抢那些可以吃的东西
Fighting with his own parents.
人是如此吗？
Such as man,
人不是如此。
No,
人不是以性为整个生活的基本内容。
Man does not use this sex as the fundamental content of his life.
人不是以食物为我们整个生活的基本内容。
Neither with eating as its content of life.
人应当以对神的信心的回应作为我们追求真理、认识神、认识真理的一个基础。
But rather, it must use as the foundation our response to God as our seeking of faith in our life.
你说主啊，我的行为这么好。
Lord, my conduct is so good.
你喜欢我吗
？Do you like me？
上帝说不是的。
God said no.
你无论行为多么好
，No matter how good you are in your conduct，
你是与人比较好。
You're only comparing to others that you're better.
在我的圣洁原则的要求下，但你还是罪人。
But in my principle of holiness, you are still a sinner.
请你不要用你的行为盼望就可以得到上帝。
Do not use conduct to please God.
那么你说要用什么呢
？What do we use then？
用信心。
Use your faith.
这福音本是上帝的大能。
Because the power is the gospel. The power is power.
拯救一切相信的。
To save everyone who has faith.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
接下去的保罗怎么讲呢
？And what did Paul say?
保罗是因为上帝的福音就在义，在这个义的里面显明出来。
Because he said, for it is in the righteousness that is being manifested.
上帝的义就在这个福音里面显明出来。
Because for it in the righteousness that God is being revealed.
福音不但彰显上帝的大能。
Only that this gospel manifests the power of God.
福音更是彰显上帝的公义
，but it manifests the righteousness of God.
所以这个福音是全世界的人所需要的
，and also is needed by all mankind in the world.
上帝要救世界上的人
，that God wants to save mankind in the world.
先救犹太人
，the Jew first，
后救希腊人
，and also the Greek.
为什么最重要的要提这两个民族
？Why is that mentioned about these two races？
为什么讲到犹太人
？Why is it about the Jews？
为什么讲到希腊人
？Why is it about the Greek？
然后马来西亚人
，and then Malaysians？
为什么不把马来西亚放在里面
？Why not put Malaysia in it？
你那个时候没有马来西亚这个
，because at the time there's no Malaysia in it，
也没有马来东亚，没有马来北亚
，and there's no North Malaysia or East Malaysia。
所以只有呢这个提到希腊跟希利尼
，so only talk about the Greek and the Hellenes，
希伯来。
And also the Hebrews,
犹太人跟希腊人
，the Jews and the Greeks，
到底是指什么呢
？What does it say？
神先借着亚伯拉罕、摩西、撒支派一直下来，把律法赐给犹太人。
That to Abraham, to Moses, to the 12 tribes, God has given the laws to the Jews.
这是整个旧约。
This is the whole Old Testament.
上帝的借着希腊文。把新约赐下来
，Then through Greek God has given a New Testament.
这是新约的圣经
，And that is the New Testament.
犹太跟希腊
，That's why it is the Jews and the Greeks.
构成了两个很重要的文化的这个派系。
It composed the two schools of very important schools.
在前几堂我又提到了
，And a few sessions before I talk about it.
在犹太文化里面
，In the Hebraic this culture，
这线的关系是很重要的。
The vertical relationship is very important.
人向神
Man to God，
领受他的启示
，to receive his revelation，
敬畏他
，and to fear him，
对他产生信仰
，and to have the faith in him，
明白他的律法
，to understand his law，
这是犹太文化的贡献
，this is a Hebrew contribution of Hebrew
culture。犹太文化是向上看的一个文化
，the Judaistic culture is the culture that look upward。
希腊文化是向下看的文化
，the Greek culture look down。
这样希腊人就看大自然
，and the Greek look to the nature，
研究物质
，to study metals，
研究物理
，to study physics，
研究化学
，to study chemistry，
研究几何
，to study geometry，
研究人伦的关系
，to study of human relationship。
我们看见呢，一个是向自然产生的兴趣
，so one has the interest in nature，
一个是向神创造自然的上帝产生的信仰
，and one has a faith to a God who created the nature，
信仰的系统
，and the system of the faith，
产生了因神的启示所光照出来的伦理的哲学条理
，and then it comes also the system of ethics because there's a revelation from God in faith，
对自然的这个兴趣
，and the interest in the nature，
就像个逻辑思考研究的这些的办法
，it produces the methodology of logic and studies，
所以整个人类的文化可以说这两个。就把它结合起来。
We say the culture of all mankind has been summed up with these two cultures.
信仰是心灵的事情
，faith is something concerning our spiritual world.
人与神之间的关系
，a man's relationship with God.
而这个研究是脑里面的事情
，and study belongs to the brain.
这个人与自然之间的关系
，as the relationship of man with nature.
所以这样人就在信心的范围，从理性的范围里面建立了人类的文化。
So in the sphere of faith, in the sphere of this rationality, man established also their culture.
当上帝赐下旧约的时候
，So when God has given the Old Testament,
是用犹太的文字，也就是希伯来文。做传达他信息的工具。
It is using the Hebrew language to be the medium of his communication.
当上帝赐下新约的时候
，When God has given also a New Testament，
他是用希腊文做他传达信息的工具。
He has used the language of Greek as a medium for the instruction of his word.
先旧约呢，或者先新约呢
？First come Old Testament or New Testament？
哪一个先
？Which one come first？
啊？旧约先
，Old Testament，
所以先犹太人
，So first the Jews，
后希利尼人
，And then also the Greeks，
先赐下律法
，First given the law，
后赐下恩典
，And then grace。
先赐下诫命
，first given the laws，
后赐下赦罪
，the commandments and the forgiveness。
先定罪
，first condemnation，
后赦罪
，and then forgiveness。
先公义
，first righteousness，
后慈爱
，and then mercy。
先审判
，first judgment，
后拯救
，and then salvation。
这样的先犹太人。后希腊人
，and that's why first the Jews and then the Greeks。
这是神工作的次序
，this is order of God's work。
在历史中间怎么样展现出来
？And the history that is being made and told。
这里不是只单单这两种人领受上帝的恩典。
Here is not talking only these two races can receive the grace of God。
这两种人就代表全世界所有的人。
But rather these two races represent all mankind in the world。
特别是当保罗写罗马书的时候
，especially at the time when Paul wrote the Epistle of Rome。
文化里面人生哲学的三个派系我们前几堂刚刚讲过
In the Hellenistic culture the three schools of the concept of life were spouted
这不是单单代表一个民族
Not representing only one race
这代表全世界每个时代每个文化所有的人的代表
Represent all mankind throughout the history all are being represented
所以保罗说
That's what Paul said
福音是上帝的大能要拯救一切相信的人
That is power of the gospel on the same Everyone who has faith in God
先是犹太人
First the Jews
后是希利尼人
And then the Greeks
这是第十六节
This is the verse number 16
十六节讲完了以后呢
After he expounded on verse 16
第十七节保罗说什么呢
And in verse number 71 Paul said
上帝的义就在这福音上显明出来
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed
所以这里给我们看见福音里面把神的义显明出来了
Then we say that in gospel God's righteousness being manifested
请你注意义这个字在全本罗马书里面是很重要的一个关键的词
You must pay heed because in the book of Romans this righteousness is a key word
义翻译英文的时候叫做 righteousness
Righteousness being translated in English
是一个名词
It is a noun
这个名词是用 right Right 有两个意思
And Right has two meanings in English
一个意思就是正直
One is the upright
第二个意思就是正确
And one is correctness
So you are right
你对的
你对了
You are right
你是正确的
That you are right, correct
Right 的这个 反面是什么呢？
是 the opposite of rightness.
Lose the right hand. 的反面是 left hand.
你知道右手的反面是左手，
所以呢，这个就变成右左的问题了。
So it becomes a problem of right and left.
当你说 you are right 的时候，
当我们说你是对的时候，
你应该知道反面不是 left， 反面是 wrong。
You know the opposite is not the left but the wrong.
You are right.
你是对的。
He is wrong.
他是错的。
所以这里不是正手，不是右手，是正确同错误之间的分别。
So it's not a question of right hand but rather the problem of right and wrong.
那就 righteousness 这个字。
And because of that, righteousness the word
是整个希腊同罗马文化里面很重要的四个字里面的一个字。
It is one of the four very important words in Greek.
在整个希腊文化中间。
In the whole Greek culture,
他们就思想做人要做的怎样才叫做正人君子。
They ponder that to be a man, what kind of a virtue you must have before you can call a gentleman.
如果你读孔子书
，If you study Confucianism,
你就发现孔子理念中间最好的人应当是君子。
You know that the best man in Confucius is the gentleman.
所以一个人修身养性的结果就是要把他变成一个君子。
A man cultivate himself so they become a gentleman.
君子跟小人是不一样。
And gentleman and also the mean man is different.
这个小人是不懂规矩，不懂礼貌，不懂礼节，不懂情义，也不懂那个真正的真理和人生关系的那些。
And the one who is not cultural is the one who doesn't know about the good virtue and also the all these good virtue that compose a gentleman.
当他们谈话的时候，想的就是利害关系，他不跟你谈那个义气真理的问题。
Because they only when they discuss with you, they only discuss about profit, not because about the good thing.
所以孔子也说，君子喻于义。小人亦以利
，and that's why this confuses that the gentleman will look for righteousness, but the lower class of man will look only for profit.
这个君子应当就是一个义人的意思。
So the gentleman must be one who is righteous.
那么在你看这个亚里士多德的哲学的时候
，when you study philosophy of Aristotle,
你发现亚里士多德也在描写理想的完全的人应当是个怎样的人。
And also he described what kind of man a man should be before he can call a gentleman.
如果你们今天回去要做功课的。
If you want to have your homework today,
那么你做一个题目好不好？
Why don't you discuss on this topic?
什么叫做理想的人？
What is an ideal man?
不要写理想的人生啊。
And don't talk about ideal life.
因为理想的人生，你就说有两部汽车，一个飞机，什么那个没有用的。
And because you talk about cars, aeroplanes, they won't have.
这个那个理想的人生享受。
And that is the ideal enjoyment in life.
我不是问那个问题。
I'm not asking that question.
我是怎样做个理想the人。
I'm asking what how to become an ideal man.
理想的人
ideal man
应当明白真理的。
You must understand truth.
应当有礼貌的。
You must be a good manner.
应当对待人好好的。
You must deal with others in a well good way.
应当长幼有序的。
And have a proper order with the elder and the young.
应当不随便发怒的。
And you do not lose your temper easily.
你好好去讲好了。
And you talk about all this.
我今天告诉你啊。
But today I tell you.
希腊文化里面。
For the Greek culture.
理想的人有四个条件。
The ideal man has four conditions.
第一个条件是什么？
The first.
智慧。
Wisdom.
这是希腊文化很重要的一点。
This is an important point about the Greek culture.
一个人有知识，没有智慧，没有用。
But one who has knowledge without wisdom is no good.
因为知识是支离破碎的那些知道的那些东西加起来叫。
Because knowledge is a summation of fragmentary knowing.
智慧是掌握整个知识界的方向的那一个这个真正的影响力。
But the wisdom is the true power that also holds the direction of the knowledge.
是一个理想的人
，an ideal man.
第一要有智慧。
The first must be wise.
第二。
The second,
一个理想的人
an ideal man,
他一定要有公义。
He must have also have righteousness and justice.
所以他的做人有公平，有公义，不随便偏待人。
He must have fairness and justness.
如果他做总统的时候
，If he would become president,
他不会财政部长他弟弟，这个外交部长他哥哥
，He will not
这个内政部长他姐姐，不会这样的。
He will not only have his relative and his brothers and sisters to be the ministers.
他一定会好好的想。哪一个是全马来西亚最聪明的人？他应当适合做个这个部长，我就把他叫来。虽然他和我的看法不大一样。
He must use the one who is most intelligent as a minister, even though he is different in idea with me.
这个叫做公义。
And that's called justness.
第三样。
And the third.
这个希腊文化里面。
In the Greek culture.
一个理想的人，第三样是什么
？The ideal man was the third virtue.
是一个很勇敢的人。
courageous.
所以如果他有智慧，
if he has the wisdom,
知道应当怎么做，
know what to do,
又有公义，
and with the justice,
他做的原则很清楚，
and very clear with the principle of life,
面对困难的时候他退出，
what
if, 这个还不是理想。
When he faces difficult, he retreat, then he's not an ideal man.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
有很多人知道，
other people know,
应该这样，
that he must know.
那你做不做？
What do you do?
我不做。
No, I won't do.
为什么？
Why?
很可怕。
Oh, it's very fearful.
那你所有的理想都没有用的。
So all your ideas are zero.
因为你知道应该做。
Because you know what to do.
你不敢做。
But you dare not do it.
你知道对的。
You know it's right.
你不敢讲。
You dare not say it.
所以你不是没有知识。
So not that you don't have knowledge.
不是没有功。没有这个智慧，
not that you have the wisdom,
脑里面有智慧，
you have the wisdom in your brain,
心里面有公义，
and how there's justice,
但你就是没有勇敢做，
but you don't have the courage to do it,
所以不可以，
no,
所以第一，
first,
我要考书了哈，第一什么？第二，第三，勇敢，好了吗？
Is it good enough?
好不好？
Is it good enough?
当然不好，因为你知道刚才说有四样嘛。
Of course you know, because
所以还少一样，对不对？四减三等于一，还有一样什么东西你知道吗？好，你想想，大概是什么
？What should it be？
节制
，self-control。
为什么节制很重要
？Self-control 是
你勇敢，你过头的时候就变成野蛮了。
Because when you are overbound with courage,
勇敢过头的时候就变成残忍了。
That becomes cruel。
所以你忽然间在勇敢的中间，你要控制自己。
So in a courageous man, you must have self-control.
控制你的意念。
And self-control your mind.
控制你的脾气。
Control your temper.
控制你的感情。
Control your emotion.
控制你的行动。
Control your action.
这个对自由的自我控制理想的人是不可以没有的。
And self-control of your freedom is someone that must be, I was an ideal man.
希腊文化里面的理想的人。
So the ideal man of Greek culture
有这四大美德。
With these four good virtues.
关于这四样到底够不够的。
Is this sufficient?
我今天不讲了。
I'm not discussing this tonight.
你的观念来看，虽然很好，还是不够。
Because from the biblical perspective, even it's good, it's not good enough.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为有许多的漏洞可以产生出。
Because there's still many loopholes.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters in Christ，
保罗是在希腊世界文化里面长大的。
Paul is the one who grew in the midst of the Greek culture.
保罗当然懂得这些的东西。
Of course, you know about all these virtues.
但是保罗又是在犹太的传统里面受律法严格的训练。
But also he's been trained in the Greek and strict tradition of the Hebrew law.
所以你在他的书信里面看见他点出了许多希腊文化没有给人看到的东西。
So you see that he expounded many of things which have not been expounded in the Greek culture.
但是他在基督耶稣里面又发现，原来呢，连希腊、连希伯来文化里面都没有的，在基督里面都有了。
But then in Christ, he finds that something which is lacking in the Jews and also lacking in the Greek is found in Christ.
在希腊里面所没有是什么呢
？What is lacking in the Greek culture?
信
，faith，
敬畏
，fearful，
圣洁。
Holiness.
这些都没有啊。
All these things are lacking.
所以希腊人的神
and also the God of Greek
可以犯奸淫的。
They can commit adultery.
他们的神
their God
可以把自己的孩子的太太娶过来的。
And also can get married to their own son's wife.
希腊的神
and the Greek of the God
为了权力可以彼此当打架的。
And they can fight because of wife.
因为他们力大，所以他们叫做神。
Because they are powerful, that's why they call God.
希腊的美德里面缺少太多的东西。
Because in the Greek version, there are so many things we are lacking.
保罗是个跨国界、跨文化的伟大的世界人。
Paul is the universal man that transcends culture and nations.
他忽然间明白希腊的文化。
So suddenly he now understands about Greek culture.
忽然间他又发现从希伯来文化中间看出希腊文化的毛病。
And also from the Hebrew culture, he know about the shortcoming of the Greek culture.
直到他认识耶稣基督以后。
Or after he know about Christ Jesus.
他对着世界上最高级的知识分子，才发现自己原来在主耶稣基督的面前是一个何等卑微的人。
This highest intellectuals among the world, he know that he is so humble before the Lord.
所以他说我是耶稣基督的奴仆。
And that's why I'm the slave of Christ Jesus.
只配做他的奴隶。
And only worthy to be slave.
因为他看见了耶稣基督的伟大。
Because you see the greatness of Jesus Christ.
知道世界的文化算不得什么。
And knowing that the culture of the world is nothing.
他看见耶稣基督的荣耀。
Seeing the glory of Christ Jesus.
知道人一切的尊贵都算不得什么。
Knowing all the dignity of mankind are nothing.
亲爱的朋友。
My dear friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你很满足了你的文化吗？
Are you satisfied with your culture?
你很满足了你受的教育吗？
Are you satisfied with education?
我告诉你，我见过的人太多了。
I tell you, I've seen so many people.
听我讲道的人。
And those that heard me.
有几个新的讲。
And also there are many generals.
有大学的校长。
And also principals of universities.
美国的州长。
And also the governors.
有一些教授。
And some professors.
有一些医生。
Some medical doctors.
有许多的博士。
And a lot of doctor holders.
但是当这些人真正认识基督的荣耀的时候。
Well, when these people truly know the glory of God.
他们的看自己算不得什么。
They see that they themselves are nothing.
你不懂的时候。
When you do not know anything.
你就看自己了不起。
You just say you're somebody.
我了不起，你们都起不了。
Well, I'm somebody, you are nobody.
我才是一个伟大的，你们算什么？
I'm a great figure, you are nothing.
算什么？
Nothing.
当一个人真正认识别人的尊贵，别人的伟大的，
When a man truly know about the honor and dignity of someone else,
他就说我自己算什么？
Then you say that I'm nothing.
有一次我在台北讲道，
There was one in Taipei when I was preaching.
礼拜堂坐得满满的，
The whole hall was being packed.
所以来的人都没有地方坐。
And so the latecomers wouldn't have a place.
结果有很多人就坐在地板
上。 So people sat on the floor.
有一个坐在前面第一排地板上的。
And the one who sat in the first place on the floor.
我认识他。
I knew him.
所以我吓了一跳。
I was astonished.
那个时候我讲到就不大舒服了。
So I feel uncomfortable.
怎么这个人坐在地板上？
Why is this man sitting on the floor?
他是个大学教授。
He's a professor in the university.
大学教授坐地板上。
Sit on the floor.
我很想跑下去把他抓起来，把一个年轻人抓下去，让他单位。
I actually want to change play with a young man for him.
但我自己讲一半。
But I was halfway preaching.
等到我讲完的时候。
After my preaching.
我说某某教授，很不好意思，你今天坐在地板上。
I said, Sir, Professor, I'm sorry that you sit on the floor.
他怎么讲？
What did you say?
在耶稣面前我们算什么？
Before Christ Jesus, who are we?
你们知道 Hallelujah Chorus.
You know Hallelujah Chorus?
唱出来的时候。
When they sang it?
全世界最大的帝国的国王，英国的 George II 站起来。
George II, the greatest emperor at the time, that's for the UK, he stood up.
十八世纪。
On the 18th century,
最多版图证明地的帝国是大英帝国。
That is the Great Britain has the greatest number of colonies,
the most colonial lands in the world.
And 全世界最多殖民地的就是英国。
加拿大是他的。
And Canada belongs to him.
你看加拿大多大。
You know how big Canada is?
加拿大跟加拿大比多。
Canada is not like olive sea.
加拿大大的不得了。
It is big.
印度
，India
是英国的。
Belongs to Great Britain. Australia
是英国的。
Belongs to Great Britain.
New Zealand 是英国的。
Also the Great Britain.
南非
and South Africa
是英国的。
Belongs to Great Britain.
还有许多这个中东许多地方是他的。
Many places in Middle East too.
英国有最多的土地。
And the most widest land that they had.
帝王是最重要的。
And the king was most glorious.
他听见耶稣基督万王之王的时候。
When they said